Good morning and welcome to our cantata. We're so thankful that we have such a wonderful community who comes together not only to worship God, but also to sing his praises and read his word. And I'm so thankful for all of the people who have contributed to this effort to the glory of God. We now present Invitation to a Miracle.
This is a season of miracles and wonders, a time to celebrate the glories of God's magnificent grace. Celebrate in faith as God speaks his living word into the darkness and awakens the world to his promise. Hear this word from Scripture.
From Isaiah chapter 52, verses 7 through 9. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, "Your God reigns." Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices together. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Bust into songs of joy together, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem.
Thank you. This is a season of miracles and wonders, for God is stirring the souls of the people and sharing a new covenant of light to the people who walk in darkness. Celebrate with hope as God's glory bursts into the darkness like 1,000 stars of light. Hear the words of the prophet.
From Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 3. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn.
This is a season of miracles and wonders. Celebrate the peace as God speaks to a young girl who embraces the divine with gentle obedience. Listen to the scripture tell of this great announcement.
From Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 33. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end."
Thank you. rejoices in his light, and I am filled with wonder. His grace speaks softly as the rain, his truth resounds like thunder.
This is a season of miracles and wonders. God is speaking his love in the world. Gather close and gaze upon a manger of grace. See heaven's king choose a cradle of compassion rather than a throne of power. Jesus, the Savior, is born. Hear the timeless story.
From Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
This is a season of miracles and wonders. Even the heavens are declaring the birth of Jesus. Celebrate with joy as the Judean hillsides echo with the voices of angels, proclaiming good tidings to simple shepherds. Hear this account from the scripture.
From Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 14. And there were shepherds living out the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were sore afraid. But the angel said unto them, Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people today. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born unto you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign unto you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest and on earth. Peace to all men.
In response to God's glorious gift of love, we invite you to bring your gifts and tithes as the ushers collect our offering.
Thank you. Let us pray. Father God, you have invited us to witness a miracle. We respond to your invitation by bringing offerings of love as the Magi did so long ago. Oh God, we pray that through these gifts your will might be done. We are ever conscious that our gifts must be accompanied by our desire to serve your holy will. Bless us in all that we would do and all that we are. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Please do be seated.
This is a season of miracles and wonders. God is drawing the world to his grace. His light goes before us, and we can follow. Celebrate the light as a sacred star shines. Walk with the seekers to a place of devotion and worship. Hear these words that changed the world, and that can change your world.
From John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 and 9 through 12. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
Would you please join me in prayer? God of light and truth, through the prophet Isaiah, you tell us that the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. A light has dawned on those living in the land of darkness. I pray that we too will see your great light and see it shine in our lives, that we may look for and see the wonders of your love, that we would fully accept Jesus into our hearts today and let his love work miracles in the darkness of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
This is the season of miracles and wonders. Today, let us celebrate the life of Jesus and our lives in him. God has begun a new and great work in us. Take the miracle within you and let it shine. Let darkness and shadow surrender to light. Know the wonder of grace. The perfect light, Jesus, the Son of the living God, came not only to deliver Israel from darkness, but also to guide us on our journey of faith. At Christmas time, we celebrate the birth of Jesus and give thanks for his glory, his grace, and his truth. Let us rejoice in the glory of Christmas. Very well done. Thank you, choir, and our fabulous readers and our wonderful choir director. We truly are blessed. Our closing hymn now is hymn number 38, found in the blue hymnal. It came upon a midnight clear.
Yeah.
please join hands for our blessing. I want to remind you to join us in the Heritage Room immediately following the service for a time of fellowship and refreshments. As you go from this place, go in peace, remembering that the God of light and truth came to us as a baby so long ago. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.